And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric. Welcome back to
Vinyl
Rhetoric.
This is King Cow.
I'm The Blob.
And you're listening to
Vinyl
Rhetoric.
Almost went there.
I thought you were going to. I was waiting for it.
Yeah, I thought, you know, this far into into all the episodes we've done, maybe we're picking up some new people, and I thought it would be better to have it, you know.
It's spelled the same way.
Yes.
So if they're looking for the show, they're going to find it one way or the other.
But you know, the pronunciation can be...
I know. Rhetorical. Or rhetorical.
Yeah, rhetorical.
You can reach us, vinylrhetoric@gmail.com, at @vinyl_rhetoric on Twitter, vinylrhetoric on Facebook. Find it.
Yeah, come find
all our
us.
Episodes on Podbean.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, unfortunately, a listener alerted me to some discrepancy in a episode, and I haven't checked, but I think it's been cleared up, where a show came out and it was...
Some of the rhetoric was...
The same rhetoric as a previous rhetoric.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that would have been... That would have been our engineer's fault.
Yes. Our engineer. Okay, yeah. Our engineer.
Woo.
Or that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I should say so.
So what's up?
He's got quite the caboose.
Oh, I'd pull that train.
I love this.
Pulling the train?
Yes, I love pulling the train. Okay. Yeah.
Just don't stop in front of me suddenly.
Okay.
Because the caboose will rear end. The rest of the train.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a long train.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Yeah. So, how are you, King Cow?
I'm well.
Nice. Glad
I'm
to hear that.
Enjoying a few days off. I'm enjoying some time with my mom and dad. Not enjoying time with my wife, but... We'll just brush over that real quick. No, everything's good. Everything's good.
Very nice, very nice.
And with you?
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling better. As better, you know, as best as I could expect, I guess. Yeah. So, you know. Yeah. But things are going well, you know. Youngest boy's in town. He's headed back up north.
Okay.
To school again, you know, so...
Yeah, I saw my mom and dad the other day, and all my brothers and sisters were there. I don't even want to talk about it.
It's kind of surreal.
Everything was good until one sister.
Number two showed up.
Well, at one point they wanted to take a picture. My sister said, "Hey, let's all take a picture with mom and dad." Because all the kids are here. And it was really quiet. She goes, "It's really quiet right now." Well, that sister had left.
Oh, that's why you never get a picture in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And knew it was a good time to take the picture.
Okay. This is going to be completely out of context. I just want to hear your semi-unbiased opinion. Yeah. So...
Can you be semi-unbiased? Is that even possible?
Yeah.
It's kind of like being sort of, I'm sort of pregnant.
Yeah, well, that's completely different. You have to participate in the pregnancy practice. The build-up to said pregnancy. You weren't at this build-up, so you don't know. I'm not going to tell you anything that was said before. But I'm going to tell you what I said at the very end.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so she said she got upset and said,
"Nothing new there.
I'm leaving."
And the applause was
deafening.
Thunderous.
No. Okay, see, then this is why I said semi-unbiased, because you're already biased because you know the person. But so she said, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
And I said this. Probably the only reason you're here is you think you're going to get something when dad dies. Was that a bad thing to say?
That was a bit uncalled for.
Okay.
Oh, because you don't know her.
Well, I you're right. That's why I said probably to saying qualifying that I don't know, but I'm not. I didn't tell you anything else that was said before.
No.
And I'm just telling you what I said.
And I'm
painting myself in a not flattering picture.
I just see that. Yeah, there was nothing that gave me the ability to. I mean, other than past stuff, but I
right, and that's why I said semi unbiased.
Yeah, I would think that was a little harsh.
Okay, I thought the same thing. She did something, said something to my mother that I thought was totally uncalled for, and I did talk to my wife about it because she's telling me you need to. She's trying to rein me in.
Your wife?
She was trying to rein me in.
Well, that was futile.
Yeah, it was pretty much. As the discussion, but my brother and my sister that we were sitting next to each other, he's telling me things to say that, but he doesn't. We were trying to not be combative, but I will say within minutes of her leaving, she had already posted on Facebook, yeah, I'm just coming here because I don't know if she said the right thing to do, but once he dies, there will be three of my siblings I won't have to see anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was I said something, she probably already posted on Facebook, and since I'm not on Facebook, I don't really care. So then I proceeded to tell those one I think left right after her. I said, can we be like D'Artagnan, Porthos, and Aramis? No, not D'Artagnan. Porthos, Aramis, and what's the other one?
Bob.
Athos. Yes, Bob. Yes, Bob the Three Musketeer. I'm Bob. I'm Blob. I'm the Blob.
I'm the Blob.
I was friends with D'Artagnan until he, he poked me.
He poked. Ooh.
And once I got that little prick.
Once you get that poke from D'Artagnan, man, it changes your life.
Well, you know, those rapiers are awfully sharp.
Yes,
And just even a little prick can cause a trickle to be released.
Yes, so most definitely.
You have to be careful about.
So I'm curious.
Yes, please.
So after this, that she won't have any reason to get together with you guys ever again?
Correct.
So your mom is going to live, what, outlive her?
Unclear. I didn't want to bring that.
That sounds like she's having depressive, suicidal thoughts. You should go talk to her.
And I did that once, years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That went over like, what, a lead balloon?
No, I'm continually told how horrible I am. And I just, whatever. And then she was saying things.
I guess I better live up to the moniker.
She was saying things, and then I told my wife, I should have said this and this and this and this, because all these things that...
But I didn't, so...
No, I didn't think about them, because I thought what she did to my mother was so reprehensible.
What?
I'm not going to say.
Yeah,
I did tell my wife when she did that, that's when I really got pissed, because
she's just nasty.
It was nasty. I don't know. She couldn't have meant it any other way. And it was so condescending.
Wow.
That I don't even know if anybody else know. I'm sure they saw it. And then, and I told my wife, that's what really set me off, that she did that. You can do whatever you want to me. I don't really care, but.
Leave mom out of it.
Yeah, it was. I was going to try and think of an example of what she said, because I said it I said it to my wife, something like that. It's like if I did this, and she said, "Yeah, okay, that's I understand."
That was so much.
But I don't remember what it was that I my example. But she was there, so she saw what happened. She saw what.
What she, you got mad about?
Yes, she saw it, and I just it just didn't seem right at all. I'm sure. She did that. She's done this before, where we were arguing. Shoot, 2016, and she's going on and on and on. This is Christmas about how horrible Trump is, and she is going on and on. Anybody that voted for him is a
racist.
No, that wasn't a thing yet. Is a misogynist.
Oh yeah,
that's what she was saying. We were like arguing about something, and so I said, "Well, you voted for Bill Clinton? Did you vote for Hillary? She totally was against women because she let Bill do whatever he wanted, and defended him when it was clear that I didn't like Bill Clinton." And then she was getting back. She gets backed into a corner, and then she lashes out. And so she got backed into a corner, and she said something to me. She said it about her husband, and I was appalled. And I'm not easily appalled, and because it was so horrible, I would not repeat what she... No one else heard.
Wow.
But I heard what she said. He had nothing to do with what our argument was, and they were what she said. I go, I'm not going to say whether or not what she said was accurate.
It was irrelevant.
There was no need to do that.
Wow.
And so I won't tell anyone what she said. I don't know. I know kind of what she said still. I just don't remember exactly because it was horrible.
I wouldn't want to hear it.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
So it was basically the same thing. She did that to our mom, and I just thought, have a little tact.
Yeah.
Or class.
Be decent.
Yeah. You can call me. I mean, one person. So I guess technically two, because my brother called her an idiot, and then he apologized and he said, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called you an idiot, even though you said something stupid, something to that effect. And I was like, for him, that was a pretty big apology. But I was. So that was said. But then after I what I said, I got called a shithead.
And, really?
Yeah. And I'm like, and I went to show an example because she's outside, and somebody said something about her. I don't know if I said it, but somebody said something about posting on Facebook inaccurate things. She said very clearly, "I've never posted a lie on Facebook." And three of my sisters got into it with her, saying, "You said this and this and this. You made it sound like one sister did this thing," and three different sisters said three different things, and she combined it into one sister said this. And so they were getting a little upset, and I go, this is what you have done. So I got up and I rested my hand, so the front door is open, I rest my arm on the
door jamb.
Yep. And I said, "I'm standing like this. You run into my arm that's on the door jamb and choke yourself and then say, 'I choked you.' Everybody saw what you did. You ran into me." So while I was trying to tell that, and I'm laughing because I'm thinking, you're just an absurd idiot. She slams the door on my arm. And I asked my wife, I said, "Did you see that?" She goes, "Yeah, she did. Tried to shut the door on my arm." But I go, "Did I get mad at that?" "No, I was only mad at the things she did to mom." And my wife said, "Yeah, because I really you're just adults and you're doing things that you're trying to get us, Matt. And she's
begging for attention.
I think that's what most narcissists do. I'm not saying she's a narcissist, but everybody else says it. So yeah, it was okay. And then this is why I just think she's oblivious. We go to take a picture. My dad does not want to take this picture, and he's going through the chemo, and I guess he had something on, a few days ago, and so he's lethargic and not.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't want to take the picture. Doesn't want to take the picture, and finally, because all the kids are there, and we can take a picture on this couch, but it's across, on the other side of the room from where he's sitting. So he gets up and finally gets it to do it. And I guess I can't see because I'm behind him. He's not smiling. And there's five people taking pictures. So there's lots of, phones and just taking pictures. People are, I guess there's burst. You can take burst pictures. I don't know.
Oh, they're pretty fun, yeah.
So there's lots of pictures being taken. And someone said something to the effect of my dad not smiling. Well, my sister's right behind my dad and reaches down and tries to make him smile. I think that's kind of cute. And he's like, the first time it was okay, you're being playful. When you did it four more times after that, and you can tell he's not happy, and my mom has to turn around and say, "What? Just stop! He doesn't want this." She's oblivious to the fact that the first time,
made
something. It was like, yeah, that's cute. After that, it was just
annoying,
and then downright rude
and upsetting.
Yes,
yeah.
And you can't see that's what you're doing because. And there's pictures of her doing it.
So she doesn't have a firm grasp on reality.
I agree. I mean that's what my concurring agreement would be.
Man,
and it's if she doesn't show up, seems like
we all have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll tell you this too. I thought she was the only one blocked on my phone. I guess I unblocked her and never blocked her back because she texted me this morning, and said. I was right, I thought it was right, and then she gave me some numbers and then said, I thought I was right, and I just looked at it, and I was going to text back, yes, and what I said about this, here's the numbers, and I was right, but it wasn't worth it to me.
Yeah, it's really not fun to have a battle of wits with an unarmed individual.
Yeah, I just whatever.
Yeah, I feel for you.
I
feel for your dad now.
Yeah, but I think he was in kind of like a stupor that he didn't really have to deal with her. Yeah, he went to bed before.
My daughter's coming, so can I have another shot of morphine?
Yeah, he went to bed before this stuff happened. So he had gone to bed around 9 o'clock.
It's pretty late for a guy doing chemo.
Yeah. Well, he was sleeping in the chair too, I think.
Yeah. You do a lot of that when you're in a hospital like that. It's like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to sleep.
So it was. I had my brother, my sisters, and I didn't see my other brother too much. Some of my brother-in-laws. There was one of my nieces brought a friend, and she's wanted to see the fireworks. I guess she'd heard about it before.
Oh, okay.
Which was kind of cute.
Yeah.
My brother.
I've seen her in action. So.
My brother-in-law did come up with a new game. Yeah. Well, he was terming it as Guess the Wife. Something like that. And so it's like a different take on Pin the Tail on the Donkey. So he says you blindfold you blindfold and then you just like set up women that are your wife and then other ones that aren't. And you just do a licking motion up and down and you check which one is my wife. So yeah, I got a good laugh out of that.
I think so.
Yeah, my sisters didn't think it was quite as funny.
Well, yeah.
But me and my brother-in-laws were going, that's a good one.
That is a good one. It was, I like that.
Yeah, we were. When she's not there, there's not really a lot of
not much drama.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. She probably thinks there's drama all the time. But when she's not there, there's the occasional, but it's not ramped up like it is.
Yeah, nobody's like. Do you guys like independently as you're getting to the event or the gathering? Do you all start working on like who's going to be the first one to really get her set her off?
Well, okay, so we're sitting there, and my brother was mentioned moving to Tennessee, and I'm like, yeah, I thought about that one. And so he sent me a property, and we're talking about it. And somebody said something, but they weren't talking to us. They said something about Kentucky. And she proceeds to say how horrible Kentucky is. Yeah, I know you're making a face. Because why? Oh, because Mitch McConnell's the senator, and he won't bring anything to a vote. And somebody said, who's Mitch McConnell? And she goes, he's the head of the House. And I didn't, I'm just looking at my brother like, where's she getting her information? Because you know who Mitch McConnell is, right?
Yeah, I want to say yes.
But is he the head of the House?
I don't.
He is not. He's a senator from Kentucky.
He's a senator from Kentucky. He's not.
He's the head, main senator, the number one senator. He is that. Yeah. So he can bring things, but it's not involved in the House. So where she's coming up with House, when it's clear that the Senate and the House are two different bodies.
Yeah, that's why it's referred to as a bicameral.
You know, so we were having little private discussions about getting rid of the Second Amendment. And I said, well, you know, we were just talking about that's what some people want to do now. Well, yes. I said, well, they should get rid of the 19th Amendment. They're all, what's that? I go, oh, that gave the women the vote.
They should get rid of the 22nd.
I said the 16th.
Yeah.
That's the tax.
Yeah, that's
the 17th. That's the direct election of senators. So then we, and Sean, my brother's all, the 4th, illegal search, and we started naming, yeah, get rid of this one, and get, oh yeah, and if you're going to get rid of this, you shouldn't be allowed to say this, so we get rid of the first. So then it was all the people that were being facetious,
naturally,
except I wasn't being facetious about the tax and the direct election of the senators. I was a little bit about women voting. Because
I'm against the
women voting. Me too.
No,
not me. I didn't say that. Somebody took my voice over.
Yeah, I'm not against women voting.
I'm not either.
I am against senators and all congressmen, all senators
patting their pockets.
No.
Oh.
No term limits.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I know the argument to have not have.
Term they have limits. Term limits. They can be voted out every 2 years or 6 years. They have term limits. But see, that's it. With a senator...
No, a term limit is like, after you've done this many years, you can
no term longer. Limit. They have a term limit, 2 years. And then they come get elected again. It's another 2 years. That's their argument. I know what a term limit is. You can only serve 5 terms or whatever. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that's their argument. Oh, they have term limits. They can be voted out at any time. Every 2 years, they come up for...
re-election.
But see, that's the thing with the senators.
And in that 2 years, they've spent all their time in phone banks lobbying, trying to collect money.
The senators were
that's
never
why they
elected.
Don't get anything done.
Yeah. The senators were never elected. They were appointed by the state's governing body.
Yes.
They appointed them, and any time they felt they weren't doing, they could have taken them out and put another senator in there.
Yep.
That way they didn't have to worry about being elected.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yes. Don't get me started.
Yeah. So there was discussions against amongst the a couple people, but they were civil, and it wasn't.
It's crazy that you have to spend time explaining to her how it works before you can have a discussion.
No, I didn't. I chose not. No, she was doing that. She tries. She looks for fights. So nothing. Didn't say anything. I just said. I turned to my brother and said, but no, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to get into it with her. I was trying. We were all trying to avoid, just because she throws out. It's like she casts out and wants to catch something. And she gets really upset when no one rises to the bait. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we were dealing with until.
Wow.
Even when she was, we were getting into it. But when she did what she did, I was like, I'm sorry. That's. And even the sister that was sitting next to her is probably. I talk about her the least of all the ones I've talked about. I've talked about her and her husband the least.
Rob's wife.
Correct. And she was saying, that's not what she claimed happened. My sister was saying, that's not what happened. I'm, you know me, I would not take their side. I'm going to say what really happened. And she was having none of it from her. So I was like, whatever. Man. Hey, you know what? It makes for a great show.
I bet it does.
It does
to me.
I said once, I told her something about having a podcast, and then I thought, dolt. And then I don't say anything, but I've never said her name, so.
Yeah.
So I'm.
They have no clue.
I'm talking about the youngest.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Well, it's on record. So I hope no one ever listens to this and says he's lying.
You know, it was a fib.
Yeah. Anyway, it was. It's that thing. So you ready to? Enough of our rhetoricians, our rhetorical stuff. Do you want to hear some La Musica?
La Musica, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say I think you will guess who it is on cut one.
Okay.
So here we go.
I hope I do too. A fool
stop this tide. Spread your wings and let me come inside. Cause tonight's the night. It's gonna be alright. Cause I'm running up. Ain't nobody gonna stop us now. Let your inhibitions run wild. The secret is about to unfold. Upstairs before the night's too old. Tonight's the night. It's gonna be alright. Cause I love you, girl.
Va dire maman. Mon amour, viens plus près, embrasse-moi. Je t'adore beaucoup. C'est vrai, Daniel. Ah, oui, cette nuit, amour.
Funny.
What's funny?
He's in my queue for recording down the line.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's funny. I first listening. I mean, I'm pretty sure I knew who it was right out of the gate.
Uh huh.
And then I thought, no, maybe that. And I'm just, there's a sound, and I'm like, right out of the gate, I'm thinking, really, Leo Sayer?
I'm pretty sure I have no Leo Sayer.
I don't either. But I'm like, okay, maybe that is. I know who it is. Oh, it's Rod Stewart.
It is Rod Stewart. Here's the album, Night on the Town.
Night on the Town, yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool looking album cover.
Yeah. He was pretty suave.
I really like Rod Stewart.
Yeah, I like his voice a lot.
I like his voice.
He covers some really good songs.
So I picked, this is side one. He wrote this song, and then song 3 and 4.
Okay.
And then that was Tonight's the Night. It's going to be all right. I guess evidently, well, if you listen to the song, it's about a virgin.
Right.
And Rod the Mod getting it on.
Right.
And she's not going to be a virgin when he's done. I guess radio stations banned that when it came out.
I can imagine.
I was like, oh, man, weird. And then I... Well,
that was a 70s release, wasn't
it? This came out in 1976. So I would have got this after, because I didn't know who he was yet.
Gotcha. Okay. But yeah, it makes sense to me then.
But like, so there's another album in here, Blondes Have More Fun.
Okay.
I don't have a case for it, but it's in here. Or maybe I have two copies of that. What's it called? Footloose and Fancy Free.
That's the one I got.
I might have that one.
That's what I'm going to do.
I have the one where Young Turks is on it.
Yeah. Hot Legs.
That's a different album, because I think that one, it's like red on the cup. Red? Is that cover red? Or he's dressed in red, or he's got a... I don't know. I got a whole bunch of...
No, that's... Why?
Because I do have... I have the album with Hot Legs, which I like that song. There's so many songs that I like of his.
Yes, me too. This, and this is the the one I got, Footloose and Fancy Free, is probably my favorite.
Well, that's cool. So are you still going to play it?
I am.
Good. Because I recorded this 6-7 months ago.
Okay, I did mine about 3 weeks ago.
But I never saw an opportunity. I never felt like, oh, I want to slot it in here. And then when I did the Kiss, Kool and the Gang, Coin Flip, this had been recorded too. But I'm like, I don't want to play Rod Stewart again. So when I told you I didn't know what I was going to play, I just had to make sure I could find it. I knew it was in here.
Got it. So, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. I like that. I dig his voice.
Oh, yeah. He put on a good show, I understand.
Well, I've seen him.
You've seen him live?
A few times.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought was awesome, kick soccer balls out during the show.
Really?
Yeah. He was a big soccer player. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I might have told this story previously. In fact, you know what? I'll wait until it in another segment.
Okay.
But we went to a show, and there was a guy that I played soccer with in college who was there with his girlfriend or a girl, and the girl's dad was like a record promoter or something, and so they had backstage passes. He goes, we're going to leave. So I was there with my roommate, and they gave us the backstage passes, and it was a Concord Pavilion. We went running around. We found stairs, went up to the roof of the Concord Pavilion.
Wow.
Went backstage, saw. It was funny because we're walking, and there's some trailers, and I don't know, the drummer or someone. And my roommate saw, he plays soccer. And I'm like, whatever, dude. But he didn't see Rod Stewart, but we walked around. We just did whatever since we had the passes, nobody said anything. And if you're someplace, as long as you act like you belong.
Oh, yeah.
You can do a lot. Just confident. Yeah, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
So.
I know where I am at, and I know where I'm going. And I know what my task is.
Yeah. He plays.
If you're there in the mind, you're fine.
And that's it. He plays a whole bunch of songs I like. He's got, on this one, it's one side, it's just, I guess, is a slow side, which is what I picked. And then there's a fast side, which has got some more upbeat songs. He's a good catalog.
Oh yeah, I mean, he covers the spectrum.
And I was looking, and I don't know what song, because it really doesn't say, but the next song is First Cut Is the Deepest, which again, another great song. It's written by Cat Stevens.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was gonna say that. Some of the musicians on here, I was looking, Donald Dunn, I don't know if you know who that is.
I know the name. I don't
Donald
know.
Duck Don, I think that's, he goes by...
Yeah, Duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he played...
So he's a guitar player?
Bass. He plays bass.
Okay,
he was.
That's right.
He was in the Blues Brothers band.
Okay, yeah,
It doesn't say Duck Don, but Dunn, but Donald Duck Don, but Dunn, but... I know that that's his name. And this other guy where is it? Oh, I don't even know why I'm looking, because I already knew the name. Joe Walsh. You might have heard of that name.
Yes, I've heard of Joe Walsh. So he is,
because I was looking to see if, I have a feeling that it's not Rod Stewart and the Faces on this album.
Right.
So the Faces, it's maybe the album before, or two albums before, because I was looking for... Ron Woods.
Gotcha.
And I remember some show, and this is probably 15 years ago now, Rod Stewart was on, and Ronnie Wood came up, and he said this for Rod Stewart was all, you could tell he was moved. He goes, we haven't been on the same stage in X amount of years, because he's been playing with the
Stones
yeah. But he was in the Faces.
Right.
So if you look at them, they're like identical twins, except one's brunette and one's blonde.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if it's like that. I always thought they looked similar.
Yeah, they have similar facial structure.
When they,
yeah.
And their hairstyle. But when they were there together, I was like, sweet. I thought it was cool. It was, and then they played some song that, oh, I love that song.
Very nice.
So anyway, I think it's funny that you also were going to pick Rod Stewart. I would not picture you as enjoying Rod Stewart.
I didn't like a lot of his, you know, more mellow.
See, and
I liked all the rockin', rocking
upbeat stuff and the mellow stuff.
And I didn't mind the mellow stuff. That wasn't, you know, it's not like I wouldn't listen to it. Because, I mean, you could turn it on, put the album on, you're going to get a little bit of both on each side.
Yeah, this one, not so much. I almost didn't pick it, but I like, excuse me, I like all the songs, and I just thought, oh, you know what, I'm playing this instead of something that's got a little,
yeah,
I'm choking to death. You're going to see me die on stage, I'll die on the show. Instead of playing something that was more commercial, I like his catalog.
Yeah.
So the next song is, I forgot what I said. It's the first cut is the deepest.
Yep.
So here we go.
We'll be right back.
He had that real silky kind of sound.
It's, yeah, it's kind of sultry, too.
Yeah.
He's like do you think I'm sexy? Do you want my body?
Yeah. I mean, he was...
Maggie May. You're in my heart.
Yep.
He did hot, like you said, Hot Legs. Young Turks. I love Young Turks.
Yeah, that's a good, excellent song.
But yeah, I did. I don't know when I first heard him, but I was like, I like this guy. I like.
Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, well, didn't he? Who did I say he sang for?
I don't know. A
couple episodes ago, we were talking about
Rod Stewart sang for somebody.
Yeah, he sang for.
I don't know.
I'll find it.
Rod Stewart and the Faces. I know that.
No. He sang for. I did an artist or a band that he, I think, did vocals for.
Yeah. I don't know. He might have sang. Well, I don't know.
That's all right. That's all right.
He's
got a really good voice.
It's sultry. He's chicks dig. I don't know about now, but chicks digged Doug Rod Stewart.
Oh yeah,
he was. I just thought he was cool. So I went. I was playing soccer in L.A. and we had a game on Saturday, and if we won that game, we played the winner of another game Sunday to advance to wherever we needed to go. And Rod Stewart was playing on one of the teams that we could have played.
Really?
And some guys on my team were telling me I couldn't foul Rod Stewart because I played physically, very physical. So I would have no problem. Well, you know, if you come near me, I'm going to take you out. So they were afraid of that, but we ended up not playing. I think the team he was playing with, the Hollywood Stars or the LA Stars, something like that. I don't know what the name it was.
Really?
Yeah, but it was cool. I thought we could play him, but it didn't work out. But yeah, he was a big soccer fan. I think You're in My Heart. If you listen to that song, I think that's about soccer. You're in my heart. So
yeah.
So if you ever listen to the words. He says a lot of things that sound like you're every schoolboy's dream.
Okay.
So, and every schoolboy in England dreams about playing pro soccer. So, you're something.
Yeah.
Something United. You're every schoolboy's dream. So, and I think his name is the soccer team. That's just his lyrics are cool. Backup the instrumentation, great. I mean, that song, the guitars, nice, mellow, sound like acoustic type guitar, good bass line.
Yes,
you can hear some sort of stringed instrument, like a violin.
Now this was not cut too, right?
This was cut too.
So this is he did not write this one.
No, Cat Stevens wrote this.
That's right.
Right. So he wrote. It's hold on. On the album, it says on the back. Oh no, it's on the sleeve. So right here it says all selections written or selected by RS, and I started laughing. Oh, I guess that's why he selected it. And so yeah, it's horns, Tower of Power horn section plus tenor sax. Cellos by Jay Jumonville and Plas Johnson. Al Jackson, the legendary drummer who was a constant inspiration to any artist he worked with. On this thing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys play bass. Oh, Steve Cropper. He was also, I believe, in the Blues Brothers band. So Steve Cropper... WP, Jay Walsh, Jay Davis. It just says their initials. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys played guitar on the different songs, I'm sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 keyboardists. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 drummers. So, it says the garage band. So, and then on the other side, you can see it's a topless picture of Rod Stewart with his, you know, with his look of come hither.
Yeah. Come here, baby.
Yeah, I'm trying to look vulnerable. Don't you want me? Do you think I'm sexy? So, yeah, I like Rod Stewart. He's one of the few artists that I could just listen to all the time and say, yeah, I don't need to.
That catalog is covers all kinds.
He has a lot of songs.
You know, it covers such a wide variety of sounds and kind of, you know, speed, you know, tempo and all that stuff that, like, almost every song is, like, from somebody else.
What do you mean?
Like,
from somebody else that they wrote it or somebody else? Just sounds like...
It could have the flavor of a different group.
Oh, except he sounds the same.
Yeah, his voice
is distinctive.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound the same, but his voice is distinctive. So when I hear it, oh, it's Rod Stewart.
That's a good rendition.
And we will... strangely, we don't hear a lot of Rod Stewart on the radio.
No.
And I would say this. I told you when I played Eddie Money way back, maybe episode 40 or so.
Right.
That I don't know why I haven't played this because I love Eddie Money. I don't know why I haven't played Rod Stewart because I love Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
So when I was thinking, what do I want to play? You know, because whatever, this is 2nd of October.
Right.
That I want to play, I'll play it right now.
September.
What? Oh.
September.
Okay, whatever day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to play something that I thought was going to be, I won't be able to squeeze this in for a little, you know, for the October, November, December. I have a whole bunch of things that I want to play. And I thought, oh, this is a perfect opportunity. Because there was like four or five things I recorded several months ago. And they've just been sitting here. I've just never got around to popping them in. So the fact that...
got it.
The fact that I picked this and you had...
We hadn't talked about it.
I would not have guessed that one, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. When you play it, as soon as you play it, I'll go, oh, I know who this is. Not because not because I see the album or whatever,
right.
But because I'll hear it and I'll go, oh, yeah, I know exactly what song this is.
Oh, yeah. So I know that. I wish I'd have kept it secret.
Oh, I would. It wouldn't have mattered.
No, I don't mean that you wouldn't have guessed it. Oh. I mean more like kind of unique that, you know, you put it in your lineup now, and I already have it. I mean, it's in my queue now.
Yeah, that's true. So, ready for the next song? Fool for You?
Yep.
Hey, baby, I gotta leave you. By the time you read this letter, I'll be out of your life. Gone forevermore, but I guess I'll survive. I'm gonna leave my records and a phone address. Ain't you glad, honey, that I'm off of your chest? That's all irrelevant to what I'm trying to say. I'm a fool for you, baby. Pride won't let me stay. I'm a fool for you, honey. And I'll come back in a day.
guess I'll always love you all my life.
His early days, he played harmonica for the Dimensions.
Really?
Yep.
Who are the Dimensions?
They were a vocal group.
Oh.
Back in the day, back in the early 60s, late 50s.
Oh, I did not know.
That's okay. You didn't have to.
Thank you.
I was providing some information.
Yeah, I thought you wouldn't like this.
Really?
Yeah, because it's love songs, and it's slow. Is it not?
Yes, that's an accurate assessment of this album.
Yeah.
But because his catalog is not all this you know. No, I just like Rod Stewart, so.
I
get the love song thing.
I
never cease to amaze.
You do not. I come in and think, oh, this one's going to be this something he's not going to like because it's all these things that he doesn't like. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know what you're saying.
But I like Rod Stewart, so.
Yeah, I like Rod Stewart. But that's part of it, you liking Rod Stewart. I would. That is not computing right now. It's like I'm banging my head against my little brain is in my skull going, banging it against the skull cavity because it's going, something's not right.
Well, you know, you'll one day piece it together.
I'm not sure.
And find out what the genius I really am.
I'm not sure. Whoa. Okay, back. Wow.
Hello, King Cow.
Hi, what's up?
Not much, man. So, this is Vinyl Rhetoric.
And welcome to Vinyl Rhetoric. You can find us on Vinyl Rhetoric at @vinyl_rhetoric.
And then there's on Facebook at gmail.com. And then,
Vinyl Rhetoric.
Yeah.
And vinylrhetoric@gmail.com.
I still can't do this.
Yeah, it's okay. So how's it going?
It's going really well.
I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
What's up?
I don't know. I'm just waking up from a coma.
I feel like I am, too. What the hell's going on? Where am I?
You know, I think this is another dimension. I've seen some really weird artwork on the walls.
Yeah. Wow.
I do like the girl on the, what is that, a vet?
Yeah, that is a vet.
And is she clothed?
She looks unclothed.
But the shadowing kind of
makes it less pornographic. It's not pornographic, it's artistic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because
I just thought that was the hottest poster.
When you were what, 14?
83, boy.
Oh, yeah.
20?
Yeah, you were 20.
Yeah, I may have got it when I was 21.
I can see why.
Yeah, I just thought it was, I loved Corvettes. It just was.
You know, I was never around the Corvettes like that, so I wouldn't know what the interior looked like, but I do know what the interior of
the accoutrement
on the windshield, yeah.
It's draped over the Corvette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was, I mean, I was.
Anyway.
I was involved in, I was married by then.
I wasn't.
Yeah, so.
Nah. I was still in college. So, anyway, I am finding it hard to fathom that you would like Rod Stewart.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So, I think I chose this side because of the Nick song.
Okay.
The Killing of Georgie, Part 1 and 2.
Gotcha.
Do you know the song Killing of Georgie?
I believe I do.
I think when you hear it, you'll... So the
first That's what time, I'm thinking.
The first time I ever heard it, I... Did I hear... So, of course, I replayed it, and it's got some really interesting lyrics. I thought it was interesting lyrics, but back in 76, it was, I think, like hard-hitting, kind of like what you said about... Village People, where this song that, because that would have came out around 79, I think, that it had some lyrics that revolved about a subject that wasn't discussed a lot.
Right, right.
So, yeah. And when I heard it, I thought, I really enjoy the storytelling type of songs, and this one is clearly a storytelling type of song. So when you hear it, you'll hear it. So yeah, I'll just play
until I hear
right now. It's really clear. The lyrics are really clear on it, and the music's kind of subdued. It's a good song. It's a good song, regardless. But it's a good, poignant song.
I'll listen.
So it's the Killing of Georgie, Part 1 and 2.
Got it.
Changing ways, so-called liberated days. A story comes to mind, a friend of mine. Georgia boy was gay, I guess. Nothing more or nothing less. The kindest guy I ever knew. His mother's tears fell in vain. The afternoon George tried to explain that he needed love like all the rest. Paul said there must be a mistake. How can my son not be straight after all I've said and done for him? Leaving home on a Greyhound bus, cast out by the ones he loves, a victim of these gay days it seems. Georgie went to New York town, very quickly settled down, and soon became the toast of the great white way. Accepted by Manhattan's elite, and all the places that were chic, no party was complete without George. A
along the boulevards he cruised, and all the old queens blew a fuse. Everybody loved Georgie boy. Time I saw George alive was in the summer of 75. He said he was in love. I said I'm pleased. George attended the opening night of another Broadway hype, but split before the final curtain fell. Deciding to take a shortcut home, arm in arm they meant no wrong. A gentle breeze blew down Fifth Avenue. Side street came a New Jersey gang with just one aim, to roll some innocent passerby. There ensued a fearful fight, screams rung out in the night. George is headed a sidewalk cornerstone. A leather kid, a switchblade knife, who did not intend to take his life. He just pushed his luck a little too far that night. The sight of blood dispersed the gang. A crowd gathered, the police came. An ambulance screamed to halt on 53rd and 3rd. George's life ended there, but I ask who really cares? George once said to me, and I quote, he said, never wait or hesitate. Get in, kid, before it's too late. You may never get another chance. 'Cause youth's a mask, but it don't last. Live it long and live it fast. Georgie was a friend of mine.
Lyrics.
Have you heard that song before?
I don't think so.
Okay, so I've heard it. I've heard it on the radio.
Have you?
Yeah, okay. I heard it on the radio. The last part where it kind of it kind of almost stops. They whistle and then it kind of stops. That's usually where the song ends. Occasionally, I've heard the rest of it. Georgie, please stay. You take our breath away. Yeah. That little, so like probably a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I've heard that, but for the most part, it just stops after Georgie
that break
and dies.
Then, yeah.
And yeah.
I like the lyrics
it's
a lot.
It's a good. The first time I heard it, I thought I wasn't sure if I was actually hearing it right, or. Oh, so I, you know, went and re-listened and said, "Oh, it's a really good song. It's a sad song. It's really sad."
Yeah,
it is. The one thing I wonder, and I'm probably, if I looked it up, I could maybe say if it was really, if it's a true song.
I bet it is.
Like if he really had a friend named Georgie.
Because I don't think you could write like that.
Yeah,
with that kind of sincerity.
But so coming out in 76.
That would have been right about the time.
Yeah, it's
that those discussions with mom and dad
started.
And stuff.
To, yeah, well, you know, mom's all crying because of it. Dad's going, "What the hell's going on?"
Yeah.
So, right.
And that's basically about the time. People, that community started kind of sticking their head out of the door and coming out of the closet.
Right.
You know, and then it wasn't long after that you had the HIV, AIDS epidemic.
Yeah, that would happen. You know, comes along in
four or 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I would, if I was a betting man, I would bet that this is probably a true story.
Yeah.
You know.
He crafts some really nice lyrics.
Yeah, he does.
I mean,
I'm not
talking just this song, but
yes,
all his songs.
He's not just the guy that writes.
Maggie May, I love that song.
Yeah,
and you know that's another one. It's a story about some older lady that is kind of losing it. You're in my heart. Same thing. I like Rod Stewart. So
yes.
And it's this album was like a nice older,
slower,
copy
kind
of some
because
I have
kind of a more mature sound.
Yeah, I have other ones, and so I picked this. Thought, you know what? I don't know if you'll like it or not. I don't think you will because you probably don't like Rod Stewart. That's my thought.
Yeah, no, I got you.
So when I tell you, I recorded this 6 or 7 months ago. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And 6 or 7 months ago, I could see where that might...
It's pre-you having...
Been a Tumblr.
Issues. Yeah, but it's... So I'm just thinking, I don't want to play it here, because... and then I ran into this and this women and new wave, and so it just didn't really fall into anything at the time, and I picked it today because I kind of we're about to roll into October.
Yeah, well, we're in this come. Yeah.
And so I just thought, oh, you know what? Let's do this. So I'm pleasantly surprised. I thought you would, when you heard it, you would
I knew I knew who this was right away.
I didn't think you would be as appreciative as you are.
I think Rod Stewart was a great writer.
Yeah.
Vocalist.
He
was a good performer.
And part of it is he doesn't strike me as Fog Hat. Or Lynyrd Skynyrd,
right.
Or that kind of sound. So I just thought it would be a little too soft for you.
Yeah, I can see where you might think that. And to be honest, it is a little softer than I like.
And I don't like a lot of soft stuff like this. I like his soft stuff
because he's got a great voice.
Yes,
that really carries the lyrics that he's writing for this stuff. So, yeah. I got no problem with it.
So
I'm glad you brought it.
Yeah, I'm
I just think it's funny that we're like 2 weeks away from
you doing the same thing, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see when it comes up. You probably won't remember you told me, and I'll act surprised.
Okay, that'd be nice.
Oh, I'm going to guess. No, so you'll remember. You'll say something. This is what will happen. You'll say, yeah, I'm playing an artist. You probably played him a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you know, remember who it is. And then I'll say, don't know.
Leo's heir.
Good one. Man, I don't know. I would love it if I could remember that. Yeah, I got so many things that I want to play.
Oh, yeah.
And there's only so many days in the week.
Yeah.
We should go to 5 days a week. Sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
You know what?
I would like to do it 5 days a week.
Yeah, so would I, but...
But the people are going to have to start paying us if I'm going to go 5 days a week, because I'm going to need the strength.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the medication I get from the doctor to keep me going that much.
I'll probably need some of that medication.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that was Rod Stewart.
And this from the album...
A Night on the Town.
A Night on the Town.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta get a good look at that so I get.
Yeah. So this is the front page. The front cover is like that, where it's like kind of like a French painting, maybe.
Yes. Something of that nature. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems he's wearing a little straw hat, maybe, and then the back is actually the same look that he's painted on in the front.
Right, right.
So, but I would say this is the front of the album.
Yeah.
Because when I would see this album all the time in the store, this is the side they would
put out. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though both sides it says
A Night on the Town,
slow side and fast side, A Night on the Town, Rod Stewart. But I believe this is the side. So actually, I guess if you found that picture. But that's the one I would look for, Night on the Town.
Which one do you want displayed?
Probably this one.
Got it.
But if for some reason you can't, I know this is the one you'll find.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
You'll find that one.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, good catch. So, yeah, that was Rod Stewart.
I liked it.
Thanks.
Good bring.
Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
Do you have anything else?
I do not.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.